time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
This is Dick Johnson with a community comment. Every so often I get in a pensive mood and think about different things. I often think of our world and all the marvelous things we take for granted. Going back to the ancient Greeks and Romans, plus Easter Island and Stonehenge, I wonder how those people cut those huge granite stones, formed them into blocks or figures and moved them, maybe several miles, and put them into place. They had no cranes, tractors, or equipment other than strong backs and simple leverage devices. Then we moved right here to Humboldt County, where men harvested giant redwood trees and transported them to mills for processing into lumber with minimum mechanical equipment. No chainsaws, just cross-cut saws with a man on each end, then onto railroad cars with donkey engines providing the power. Then I move on to other things like electricity, for instance. Who figured out how to transform water over a dam into electricity that can be sent for miles through wires? How often do we think of that when we turn on that coffee maker or the lights? Then we have batteries. How did someone figure out how to take that power and put it into something as small as an aspirin or a quarter or a 5-cent Tootsie Roll? Yeah, I guess that tells you just how old I am. Or a car battery that can last for months or years and then recharged. Remember to recycle them, rechargeable or not. From there we go on to telephones. Who'd have thunk we could pick up a phone and through wires talk to someone in New York or Hawaii or Europe? From there we move to electronics and do the same things without wires. I've said this before, but when it comes to the information highway, I'm still on a dirt road in Arkansas. I am continually amazed at what they can cram into a piece of equipment no thicker than a notebook or a pack of playing cards. You can go to the doctor's office and he or she can pick up their computer and find out about your history or what drugs are available for any disease or infirmity. Go into any business office and give them the most basic information and they can tell you just about anything concerning what you have bought or used from them over the years. On the downside of all of this, to me anyway, is that everywhere you go there are people texting each other or with their noses stuck in a handheld playing games or finding out what stocks are doing right then, or who's on second, even if they are at the game. At my age, I don't suppose I will completely appreciate where things have come to, but I can think back and be amazed at those who started all of this wonderful technology. Thomas Edison, Westinghouse, Samuel Morse, Ben Franklin and his kite, the guy who discovered the microwave, all the little guys or gals who contributed to these wonderful things we take for granted. So, the next time you use the toaster or the telephone, give a silent nod of thanks to all of them. This is Dick Johnson with a community comment.
Community comment presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.